Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Module 5, Other Key Aspects of Criminal Procedure. Introduction. Welcome to Module 5, where we explore the various critical stages and aspects of criminal procedure that precede a criminal trial. This module covers the procedural steps from the point of arrest through to the commencement of the trial. We'll examine the arraignment process, the intricacies of bail and pretrial detention, the dynamics of plea bargaining, and the detailed procedures of the trial process itself, including jury selection, the burden of proof, and the steps leading to verdict and sentencing. Pretrial procedures. Arraignment. Arraignment is a critical stage in criminal proceedings, marking the formal start of a criminal case against an individual. Process of arraignment. Reading of charges, the defendant is informed of the charges against them. Entering a plea, the defendant enters a plea, guilty, not guilty, or no contest. Appointment of counsel, if the defendant cannot afford an attorney, one will be appointed. Bail hearing, a bail hearing may be conducted to determine if the defendant can be released from custody. Bail and pretrial detention. Bail is a system designed to ensure the defendant's appearance at trial while allowing them to remain free until the trial. Principles of bail. Right to bail. Most defendants have a right to bail, except in certain serious cases. Determining bail amount. Factors include the severity of the crime, flight risk, and the defendant's criminal history. Controversies surrounding bail. Inequality in the bail system. Concerns arise when defendants cannot afford bail, leading to unequal treatment based on economic status. Risk to public safety. Releasing potentially dangerous individuals on bail poses public safety risks. Plea bargaining. Process and legal standards. Plea bargaining is a process where the defendant agrees to plead guilty to a lesser charge in exchange for a more lenient sentence or the dropping of other charges. Stages of plea bargaining. Negotiation involves discussions between the defense attorney, the prosecutor, and sometimes the judge. Agreement, a plea deal is reached, outlining the plea and the expected sentence. Court approval, the court must approve the plea deal, ensuring it is voluntary and has a factual basis. Legal requirements. Voluntariness, the defendant's decision to accept a plea deal must be voluntary and not coerced. Knowing an intelligent decision, the defendant must fully understand the rights they are waiving by pleading guilty. Ethical considerations. Ethical concerns in plea bargaining include pressure on defendants. Concerns arise over whether defendants are pressured into accepting plea deals. Transparency and fairness, ensuring the plea bargaining process is transparent and fair to both parties. Overcrowded court system influence, the need to alleviate crowded court dockets should not compromise the quality of justice. Trial process. Jury selection. Jury selection, or voir dire, is the process of selecting the jurors who will decide the case. Process of jury selection. Summoning potential jurors, a group of potential jurors is summoned to court. Questioning, the judge and attorneys question the potential jurors to determine any biases or inability to be impartial. Selection, jurors are selected to form the jury. Legal standards for jury selection. Fair cross-section of the community, the jury pool must represent a fair cross-section of the community. Elimination of biased jurors. Potential jurors who show bias or preconceived notions about the case can be removed. Burden of proof. In a criminal trial, the burden of proof rests on the prosecution. Understanding burden of proof. Standard of proof. The prosecution must prove the defendant's guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. Reasonable doubt, a standard of proof that ensures the jury is firmly convinced of the defendant's guilt. Verdict and sentencing. After the trial, the jury deliberates and reaches a verdict. If the defendant is found guilty, the judge determines the sentence. Steps in verdict and sentencing. Jury deliberation, the jury discusses the case and votes on the verdict. Announcement of verdict, the verdict is read in court. Sentencing, if guilty, the judge sentences the defendant, considering various factors like the nature of the crime and criminal history. Conclusion of Module 5. Module 5 has provided a comprehensive understanding of the critical pretrial and trial procedures in criminal cases. These procedures form the backbone of the criminal justice process, ensuring fairness and justice in the administration of law. Up next, Module 6, Post-Conviction Procedures. In the next module, we will discuss the procedures following a conviction, including appeals and habeas corpus, which are essential for ensuring the integrity of the criminal justice process. This detailed podcast offers a thorough exploration of the essential aspects of criminal procedure in the pretrial and trial phases, emphasizing the legal standards, ethical considerations, and practical applications of each stage. It provides a comprehensive understanding of these critical components, ensuring a well-rounded grasp of the criminal justice process.